Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday, and we're here to look at the news stories from around the North Shore as we peruse several local North Shore newspapers. And Rick, hello and welcome.
Hey, Bill. Yeah, you had quite a day yesterday. What felt like a summer day. Good day for baseball and a great night. Was there a big crowd there last night?
Yeah, there was a good crowd there last night. I actually watched the, we're talking about the Danvers Dighton-Rehoboth game, which we broadcast live last night on MSO Radio, and then I happened to be over there earlier too, so I watched the North Reading baseball game against East Bridgewater, and North Reading won that 6-0, and so they advance on to the state title in Division III title game, while Danvers was eliminated. That was the Division II state championship baseball game last night, so that was the title game last night, first ever title for Dighton-Rehoboth, but they pick up the win. And I'm looking at the Salem News this morning, and they have a photo on the front page of the fans. Very appropriate. They did have a very good turnout from Danvers folks for that game, and obviously a heartbreaker as Dighton-Rehoboth puts down a beautiful squeeze bunt with no outs, bases loaded, and the winning run crosses the plate. There was just no way that they could make a play at the plate, and the run crosses the plate. They would have gotten the out at first base on a sacrifice bunt, but by then the run had already crossed, and they get a walk-off win in the state title game. But just not a lot of hits last night.
Yeah, we don't usually start with sports, and I think it's appropriate because what a ride. And, you know, you've been out at all those games. How were the Danvers kids, Bill, after the game? Because, you know, I was thinking this morning, to be state runner-up, you know, there's some solace in that, but to be so damn close to being the champion, it's got to be hard also.
Well, I think what's really hard about it, it's the second straight year this has happened to them in this game. And so, yeah, that's tough. So getting back to the championship game 2 years in a row is really something. They've had a nice run, but I'll tell you, they ran it up against our outstanding pitcher in Joe Rogers from Dighton-Rehoboth. He's the real deal, a league MVP. You know, he was in charge. We have a video up there from our website. He seems like this kid has it together. So, you know, if you don't score any runs, and that's, you know, Danvers is, you know, you're not going to win. But a heartbreaking loss and a frustrating loss, I'm sure, for Danvers. They had a 15-game winning streak. They hadn't lost since April 28th when they lost a 2-0 game to Swampscott. They lost two games all year going into last night's game. They're really only 5 runs, I think, away from an undefeated season. So incredible. And maybe it's 4 runs, actually, as it turns out.
Yeah, wow.
You know, so, you know, unbelievable. Because they lost, four runs away, really, from an undefeated season. And, they worked the plan, you know, pitching-wise. They did what they wanted to do last night against Dighton-Rehoboth. But if you don't, again, if you can't score a run, and that's where the breakdown was last night for Danvers. And that's what happens when you get at the high school level with one game. It happens at every level, actually. If you got a lights-out kind of pitcher, then that's it. And so you go 0-0 into extra innings. Both teams have a lot to be proud of on the mound, and it just so happened that, you know, and actually, you know, Dighton-Rehoboth scratched around and got a run kind of very reminiscent of the way Danvers would scratch around and get a run in if the things had been flipped. What was frustrating, another thing for Danvers was, Rick, is in the 8th inning, Danvers has the bottom part of their lineup up, and they still scratch around a little bit, but then Dighton-Rehoboth starts the inning off with their lead on top of their order, so they couldn't have asked for a better scenario to go into that extra inning. And then this pitcher, Joey Rogers, is every time he goes out and pitches this year, it's a complete game. And this was an 8-inning complete game win for him. So there you go.
And I still, congratulations to Dighton-Rehoboth. But I also think that the legend of Roger Day in Danvers baseball has grown once again this year with all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go and talk about some of the news stories. We've got two stories here from Peabody today. The first one comes to us from the Item in Lynn, written by Adam Swift, and that is that Peabody homeowners can expect a $138 increase in their tax bills next year. Wednesday night, Mayor Betancourt presented the proposed $159.4 million budget for the Tanner City. Property taxes will cover $101.6 million of the proposed budget. So that's one story from the city of Peabody. Another story is that as part of that budget, The fire department is going to grow 8 new firefighters to ensure that each of the city's fire stations is manned by at least 3 firefighters at all times. That story comes to us from the Salem News today by Taylor Rapalia. And so those are two stories on Peabody from two different papers. But there you go, City of Peabody.
Up in Gloucester, the budget was approved last night. And it's weird, the competing headlines on the front page of the Gloucester Times, stories each by Ray Lamont. First one says, Council okays $105.1 million, quote, lean, mean budget. Okay? And then up above it, it says, water sewer bills increase. And that's got my hackles up. We pay some of the highest water bills in the solar system, never mind the planet Earth. And the rates are going up. We're going up from $7 per 1,000 gallons of water to $7.61. That's an 8.71% increase. And for sewer, we're paying $13.80 per 1,000 gallons now, and that's going up to $14.78 per 1,000 gallons. That's a 7.1% increase. So my water bill is increasing by 15%. Am I happy, Bill? I don't think so. And yet they talk about a lean, mean budget. But these things don't upset me anymore. It's incredible. I mean, who would have thought that you'd pay that much money for water?
Well, there's the Rick Moore I know. Yeah, nice. Well, you know.
It's awful.
Yes. Ugh. Hey, speaking of outrage, maybe a month or two ago, Salem hosted a forum for people to talk about North Shore Medical Center and their expansion of the Salem facility with the closing down of the Union Hospital facility in Lynn. Now, when they had the public forum in Salem at the Hawthorne Hotel, everybody kind of loved it. You know, more jobs in Salem, blah, blah, blah. Now, however, they have a forum last night, and Paul Layton of the Salem News writes about this. This is about the heart surgery unit leaving the Salem Hospital. And his story just starts out this way. A small but passionate crowd pleaded with state regulators on Wednesday to save the open heart surgery program at Salem Hospital. The program is scheduled to be shut down in August by Partners Healthcare, the parent company of Salem Hospital and North Shore Medical Center. The hospital officials say the need for open heart surgery has declined since the unit opened in 2003 and is no longer cost effective. But the five people who spoke at the public hearing at the Hawthorne Hotel said the closing will endanger lives, force heart patients and their families to travel to Boston for surgery. You know, I happen to know two people that have been in there. You know them, too, in the Salem Hospital. And I'll tell you, it is kind of nice to have that kind of service right nearby. Can you imagine the pain? It's a pain in the neck to go into Boston to visit somebody in the hospital. And it's a trip you might not make as often. And certainly for family members, however, that go in every day, those kinds of things that, it's just a little bit taxing. However, that's not their concern. I get that piece. But, when some things change, sometimes they're good. Sometimes, it comes at a cost. So that's probably the cost. So
very expensive. And I do know some people who do work there, as you do, Bill. And it's very, very upsetting. It's a great service to have on the North Shore and have it in Salem. And it's going to be a shame if they have to really pull the plug on that.
All right, so it looks like a great weekend coming up weather-wise for Father's Day. One other thing here I wanted, speaking of this weekend, I think it's this, it's actually later on this month, but the item has a story, this is out of Nahant, but Gary Earl Hansen, who has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, on Saturday, June 25th, the Nahant Native's family and friends will host their Friends of Earl one-pitch softball tournament. They have this every year. Hansen's now 55. He was diagnosed with ALS in 1994. Incurable. It has robbed him of his ability to walk, speak, and breathe on his own. But they do a fundraiser every year for this one-pitch softball tournament, and it's June 25th in Lynn. And I think last year they also helped secure a new van. He had an old van, a handicap accessible van for him to travel around with, and part of those proceeds and another separate fundraiser went to that. So it's a great cause. And it's the Nahant one-pitch tournament, and there are details in the item today on the lower left-hand corner of the front page of the item.
And I have to remind people, I just did the math. So my water and sewer bill is going up 15.8%, so call it 16%. Just saying.
Well, you know, Rick, hey, you know, I'm just looking at this ad. There's an ad in the Salem News, and it's a paid ad, but I'm gonna maybe this will brighten you up, Rick, brighten things up. There's a strawberry festival happening Saturday, June 18th at Marini Farms. Remember Marini Farms up in Ipswich?
Absolutely. You know it. Yep.
Used to advertise on WESX, and of course they have a bakery. I'm looking at the ad right here. So, Rick, maybe just chill out. Hit the strawberry festival this Saturday. Rain dates June 19th. They got the bouncy house, the hay rides, duck races, pedal cars. The duck races, Rick, will bring you right out of that gloom and slump that you're in right now. Pirate ship, hay ride, strawberry shortcake. That makes a lot of sense. And they have a bakery. So there you go. That's the Marini Farm stand. We'll give them a little shout out here, marinifarm.com. There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, I needed that. Yeah, that sounds good, and I'll have to do that. It sounds good because it's not that I'm upset or anything, Bill, so I appreciate that. That's cool.
No, I think you are. I think you are a little upset. All right. Well, those are some of the stories that we got for you here on the North Shore. Oh, let me just tell you a little update here. So if you look on our website on this post, we have two news stories. One, a little update on a story from North Shore Community College on a graduate who was who's a veteran and a former interpreter with the Army, and he just got his degree recently at North Shore Community College. Interesting story on him. And we also have word, and I just want to get to this story here, Congressman Moulton back on the North Shore tomorrow with his Congressman on Your Corner sessions, and he has one Friday, June 17th, 3 o'clock at the Middleton COYC, the Flint Library, and it's on First Street in Middleton. It's at 3 o'clock, okay, 3 o'clock, so you get a chance to meet the congressman, talk about the issues or whatever, and that is in Middleton Friday at 3 o'clock. Wow, it's already going to be June 17th tomorrow. Wow.
Flying by. And then next week, it's Andrew Nicastro's streamography and the fiesta from Gloucester. So getting ready for that. As I mentioned, the altar is going up right now as we speak at St. Peter's Square. The lights are up, and it's a very festive time for the city of Gloucester.
Yeah, so do check back with the website, Rick, because we'll have to I'm telling the listeners, not you. You check it all the time, probably. But for you listeners, check back on the website for the events, the dates, and because there's some live video of these things, which is totally exclusive, it seems like. I mean, it's unbelievable stuff, and it's all from the Fiesta in Gloucester, and it's the biggest thing in Gloucester, right, Rick? You know, it's just about the biggest thing in Gloucester.
Historically, obviously, for fishing families, it has been, and you know, it's been reduced, but there's still a lot of culture in town. A lot of people avoid the West End, who you know, don't want to go to Fiesta. They avoid the West End next week, but for a large portion of the population, it is a very important time. And lest we not forget the religious significance of it, there's an I think it's an 8-day or 10-day novena that takes place before the fiesta begins, and it's a prayer service of mostly fishermen's wives every single night that goes on for this time period before the fiesta. And it is a celebration out of respect and thanksgiving to St. Peter, who was the patron saint of fishermen. That's the genesis of the whole deal. And it's a big celebration. Fishermen would come in, as you are well aware, very, very hardworking, dangerous life. And when they came in, they played hard, and they really look forward to this. But the tradition of the sports and of the religious aspect of it has continued in Gloucester. So, yeah, it's very important to a large segment of the population.
And I'll close with one other story, kind of water-related story, down from the city of Lynn. We've talked about this Lynn Ferry a number of times, but this is a Bridget Turcotte story in today's item front page. City councilors are taking a stand in favor of Lynn's ferry service that was cut by the state. The panel voted 7-0 Tuesday to send a letter to Governor Charlie Baker asking him to reconsider his decision not to fund a third summer of the service. The administration denied Lynn's request for the $700,000 in operating expenses earlier this month. And so we'll see where that goes. But they're also, the other complicated piece to that state budget is that there was an announcement earlier this week, I think it was first thing this week, I don't think it was last week, but that there is a budget shortfall. So that means it's back to the drawing table. This is the for the conference committees or for the governor and the legislature to look at this, because apparently there's some kind of shortfall, which is not a surprise this time of year. Sometimes they learn later on after the budget is supposed to be passed and all the I's dotted, T's crossed by the 1st of July. But looks like they'll go down to the wire on that one, and we'll see what happens with the state budget on that. So that in itself is probably not encouraging for that letter that the Council of Lynn might send off to the governor. Rick, that's about it, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so, Bill. Obviously, there's some very difficult news in the news, but let's pass on that.
Yeah, that's it for North Shore Today with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us on MSONewsSports.com. Need a plan for September? Attend North Shore Community College's open house on Saturday, June 25th from 10 to noon in Danvers. Learn about 80-plus associate degree and career training programs, how to avoid student debt, transfer programs for bachelor's degrees, and earning credit for prior learning or military service. Enrolling now for September of this year. Details at northshore.edu. That's northshore.edu.